Thanks, Kristen. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a look at what it would take to get rid of chemical weapons in Syria.
But first, it's time to share some songs. Stephanie Elkins joins us now. She's the host of Simply Folk. You can hear her Sunday from 5 to 8 on Wisconsin Public Radio, but she's here right now with us to share some of her favorites.
And we want to hear from you. Is there something you can't stop listening to, folk music or any genre? Something you're trying to get everyone else to check out or an all-time favorite? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send an email, talk@wpr.org. Stephanie Elkins is with us. Stephanie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rob. And first of all, I just have to say, such a wonderful congratulations on the show.
Thanks.
To go from the Mideast to redistricting to folk music. It's just a great magazine and a wonderful service for Wisconsin listeners.
And it's been a lot of fun, I got to say. I'm having a lot of fun doing this.
Good.
Well, and the music you've picked, we've got some fun and some serious stuff, too. You gave us a few selections that we pulled to play on the air. Pick one to start with and tell us why.
Well, folk music really does a great job of telling stories and putting us into context in time and place and events. And one thing that's on the minds of so many of us right now is canning stuff from the gardens, whether it's tomatoes or the never-ending zucchini or fruits and so forth. So I picked a song called Canned Goods. It was written by Greg Brown, and we're going to hear an excerpt from it. Do you want to start with that, or would you rather talk about it a little first?
That sounds great. Well, actually, let's wait a second. I guess you mentioned this is one of your most requested songs on Simply Folk?
It is. We get a request for this about every other month. We have a request show once a month, and I have to at least put it on hiatus once in a while. But it's one of those songs that touches you emotionally because it talks about your grandmother putting this summer into the jars. And so you taste the summer, you taste the thunderstorms, you taste the rain, you taste the heat. And it's really an emotional kind of a song.
All right, well, let's get a taste of it now.
Let those December winds bellow and blow. I'm as warm as a July tomato. There's peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. You can taste a little of the summer. My grandma put it all in jars.
Well, you're right about how folk music tells stories. I listen to a lot of rock music, other genres. Nothing else seems to have the capacity to set you up like that and give you that story.
It does. It really puts a picture in your mind. And in this case, he goes on to sing about there's pickles and sweet pickles and dill pickles and the morning dew and the evening moon. He really he takes nature and he puts it in your mind visually, and he puts it in your ears musically, and it's really it packs a very powerful emotional punch.
That was Greg Brown. Canned Goods was the title of the song. I had canned food in my head. Canned Goods is the name of that.
Canned Goods, that's right.
If you have a song recommendation while you're listening and thinking, oh, I want to share something with you guys, give us a call. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. We're playing Share a Song right now. You don't have to sing it to us. Just give us the name, title, and why you like it. Okay, so from Canned Goods, what else did you bring for us today?
Well, everybody likes a good train song. I did a train show, a couple of months ago, and I couldn't believe the response. People suggesting even more train songs and talking about riding the trains as youngsters. I think there's some kind of a mystique about just getting on the train and going somewhere. Looking out the window, it's a journey. And so I've picked one of my very favorite train songs, and it's called City of New Orleans. And Rob, you and I were talking about it before I started this show. I thought it was written by Arlo Guthrie.
So did I.
He's the one who popularized it, but it was actually written by a Chicago songwriter named Steve Goodman.
And this is a heavily covered song. I know the Arlo Guthrie version. Willie Nelson had
yes,
a pretty popular one.
Yes, he sure did.
This is one people keep coming back to in the folk world.
They sure do. And I think there's a reason. One of the main reasons is that the song really gives you the rhythm of the rails. And that's one of the lines in there. There's, the mothers are rocking their babes to sleep, and the rhythm of the rails makes you feel, comfortable. And so, you get this visual and you get this musical sense of the rhythm of the railroad. And you get this, it's a great story. And it's a little bit sad, too, because they talk about the disappearing railroad,
Well, you've suggested the Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger live version, City of New Orleans. Let's give a listen.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rim. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
And I didn't include, when I pulled the segment for this, my favorite line in the song, the sons of Coleman Porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. And that brings a tear to my eye, actually. It's just such a wonderful phrase.
It's a great line. And Steve Goodman was one who just, he did that in song after song. He did songs about Mayor Daley and songs about the dying Cub fans' last wish. And he was a brilliant, brilliant lyricist. He left us too early, died of leukemia quite early, but we have a legacy of wonderful songs.
I'm going to bring in a caller before we get to your third selection. Nathan is with us in Arkdale. Nathan, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing?
Really good. What did you want to share with us music-wise?
I think more people need to listen to David Lindley.
David Lindley, what's his genre? What's his style?
He plays a bunch of different acoustic instruments, and he's from California. And a song comes to mind is Seminole Bingo, which is a cover, actually, but David Lindley, he's just wonderful.
And what is it that grabs him, grabs you, that he does? What is it that makes you want to share him?
Well, his vocal style and his finger style of playing, and he plays the Hawaiian guitar on his lap, and it's just really magical.
I'm going to check that out. Lindley, can you spell the last name for me so I can hunt it down successfully?
Sure, Lindley.
Lely. Thank you so much for that suggestion. Appreciate it. Well, speaking of distinctive vocal stylings, that's a good setup for the third track you suggested to us, Stephanie.
It sure is. And I mentioned that folk music does such a great job of marking events. And this coming Sunday is the 50th anniversary of the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. And Richard Farina wrote a song about that. It's called Birmingham Sunday. And Joan Baez, his sister-in-law, did the version that got so much attention. And it's you hear the juxtaposition of her beautiful, clear soprano voice with these awful lyrics about blood in the streets and the choirs trying to sing about freedom. And so it's a powerful, very powerful, emotional song.
Let's give a listen. Joan Baez, Birmingham Sunday.
Come round by my side and I'll sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly, it'll do no one wrong. On Birmingham Sunday, the blood ran like wine, and the choir kept singing of freedom.
Well, I see what you mean, the distinction between, I mean, that voice sounds like it should be singing something happy, but obviously it's telling a really horrible story about Birmingham Sunday.
And somehow that makes the song even more powerful because you're hearing it in this almost innocent kind of a voice telling this horrible story of the bombing, and all of a sudden the building shook, and it's a story song, and there are many, many, many examples of these powerful story songs in folk music.
So, obviously, people can go to you on Simply Folk on Sundays to hear songs you pick for them. Tell us a little bit about if they want to share a song with you during Simply Folk.
Well, that's how I hear some of the best songs, is because listeners can make requests once a month. It's a whole three-hour show of listener requests, and that's the second Sunday of every month. And sometimes one will get played and somebody will request it again, and then I'll put it on a playlist, and all of a sudden it's become really popular in Wisconsin. So I'd love to hear from you. The number's 800-654-FOLK, or you can email me at simplyfolk@wpr.org.
Well, I went to you just a little while ago today and asked you for some music to go out with, which we'll play in just a little bit. You gave us an instrumental by Bella Fleck.
Bella Fleck. He's just a virtuoso of every genre, jazz, classical, folk, and this is called...
Cheese Balls in Cowtown. I assume the name is part of why you picked it for us here in Wisconsin. All right, we'll pick that up in just a couple of minutes. Stephanie, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you.
And some great suggestions, too. Well, thank you. If you want to share a song, you can continue the conversation. Go over to the Central Time Facebook page. Share a song you want other people to check out. Maybe put up a link if you can find one to it. We'd love to give a listen. Maybe we can check it out on a future show. We'll bring up Cheese Balls in Cowtown by Bella Fleck now, Undress. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And the news is coming up next here on Central Time.